Welcome back to Cyber AI, the podcast where cybersecurity, AI, and reputation control collide. I'm Alan Silverberg, and today, in episode 4, we're diving into something that's affecting everyone, every individual, every business, and frankly, every institution. Cyber reputation management in 2025 in the AI world. That's a mouthful, I know. We're going to get through some of this. This year is already shaping up to be a game changer. We're halfway through it, roughly, 2025. As cybersecurity threats get more complex, so does the need to protect not just our data, but also our reputation. I've said this on an earlier podcast episodes, but I'd argue that your digital reputation is now your first layer of cybersecurity defense, whether you are an enterprise or a person. But for people and individuals, celebrities or athletes or politicians or people in the public eye, this is definitely number one. How's artificial intelligence affecting all of this? Artificial intelligence has made it so that these attacks become much more easy for the attackers to complete, but also a lot harder for you to deal with as they're incoming. What is the defense now that you have to look at? If the reputation or your digital reputation is kind of like your first layer of defense from a cybersecurity perspective, I know there's a lot of hardcore cybersecurity geeks who will tell me how wrong I am right now. But since social engineering and these types of attacks occur for more than 50% of all the beginnings of cybersecurity attacks, what happens often is the soft part, the social engineering part, happens first. And then the harder part, the hacking, the exfiltration of data, usually happens second. Sometimes they're happening at the exact same time. So today I wanted to kind of just take a look at some of the key trends and threats and proactive strategies that are going on right now. What's defining the cyber reputation management arena in the artificial intelligence world in 2025? Probably not going to get to everything. We're definitely going to zero in on what I think you absolutely need to know based off of dealing with these experiences for our clients and just the hardcore cybersecurity experience that has come from 20 years or so of dealing with this. So I want to just kind of start to set the stage here. What is the state of cyber reputation in this artificial intelligence world in 2025? In 2024, last year, we saw some extremely high-profile cyber incidents that reminded us really how fragile this digital trust, this ecosystem that we all live in is. Take United Healthcare, for example. Their breach did not just compromise sensitive data. It shook the customer trust at its core. Customer trust from partner companies, from patients, from doctors. It's a perfect example of how cybersecurity is no longer just about protecting the data, but it's about protecting perception. And in this case, let's just go back on this for a second. The United Healthcare hack occurred. It affected billions of dollars of transactions between patients, doctors, clinics, laboratories. It took months and months and months for many of United Healthcare's partners to start to get paid again, because they had to freeze all their systems. And I'm probably where we are now, a year and a half later, you're probably looking at several smaller institutions and groups maybe that aren't working with United Healthcare anymore because they can't take the risk. They don't have the internal security teams to be able to deal with yet another hack. A lot of the smaller groups that work with United Healthcare, whether they be prescription benefit groups or insurance management groups, carrier groups, these silent people who are making the decisions on whether or not grandma and grandpa are getting the healthcare that they need. A lot of these companies got affected by this hack also. And so they had to issue breach notices as well, in addition to what United Healthcare had to issue. And this is sort of one of the overlooked parts of this whole thing, is the effect that the United Healthcare hack had on all these smaller medical practices and small insurance affiliated companies around the country. And it wasn't just this large a publicly traded healthcare company that had been affected, but actually this much larger set of individuals and companies, really. So a solid cyber reputation in this artificial intelligence world, 2025. What does it mean? It means being proactive, prepared, transparent about what's going on. But it also means like really looking at what is going on and paying attention to things outside of your organization, paying attention to things outside of your own, family or organization that you're ahead of or part of. So last year, 68% of consumers said that they would stop doing business with a company after a data breach. That's not surprising because the trust has been broken. SEO spam attacks. These are fake ads, diverted traffic, brand theft attempts. These increased by a whopping 45%. This is a huge number, with small and medium-sized businesses taking the brunt of these types of attacks. This is when keywords are being used to divert traffic from someone searching for the best orange juice in Miami, and instead they get taken to a cryptocurrency site or a porn site or something like that, or some other orange juice thing that's not really what it is, or some fake thing, just as an example. So when you get into the artificial intelligence generated synthetic identities, I've made an earlier podcast about synthetic identity attacks. Be talking about artificial intelligence throughout this podcast in different ways. Artificial intelligence generated synthetic identities make up now roughly 25% of all phishing scams. So, one in four, roughly, phishing scams have been set up, populated, executed using completely fake AI personas. So, that's a major shift. Now, there's always been fake stuff and there's always been fake accounts. But the fact that these artificial intelligence generated synthetic identities are bringing up such a huge part of phishing scams, what we're seeing is that as the criminals get better and better and better at using the artificial intelligence to create synthetic identities and to create fake personas, what we're seeing is a much more leveraged effectiveness in their ability to execute on these attacks on people and organizations alike. Emerging threats that are impacting the reputation and cybersecurity in this artificial intelligence world in 2025. So let's break this down. What are the emerging threats that are reshaping and should be reshaping how we think about reputation in cybersecurity and in this artificial intelligence world in 2025? Well, the number one thing, to be honest and very clear about this, is the AI-powered attacks, artificial intelligence-driven cybersecurity attacks, and artificial intelligence-driven reputation attacks. Sometimes they're combined into one. These AI tools now are being weaponized. We're seeing them generate super realistic phishing emails, fake social media posts, and even false press releases. These attacks can tarnish a brand's reputation before a company even knows that it has happened. And here's a chilling real-world example. For example, just last year, a global financial firm was hit by an artificial intelligence-driven impersonation campaign that also relied on fake personas and video use of fake personas. And in this company's efforts, they were actually summoned for a board meeting. They had a board meeting. They thought they were talking to a partner. They transferred $25 million. Turns out the whole thing was a synthetic identity theft. Another one is that a huge company was hit by basically a short seller using an AI-driven impersonation campaign, and it started spreading. Sorry, it started spreading fake news about the company's solvency. The result was the stock took a hit just from this fake narrative. Now, I say that like it's that happens almost every day now. We're seeing this happen across all the major stock markets. We're seeing this happen in almost every industry where companies are hiring bad companies to do bad things to their competitors, using artificial intelligence to create synthetic posts and synthetic press releases and synthetic websites and even fake comments and things like that. Another emerging threat is the supply chain vulnerability that we all see. Now, in cybersecurity and artificial intelligence reputation, supply chain may or may not be something that's physical. It could be a software switch, it could be a patch, it could be an RSS feed, it could be a way that's connecting a cloud account to a non-cloud account, it could be a domain controller, it could be a lot of things. But there's also a real supply chain, of actually goods going, ships being shipped, trucks being driven, airplanes being flown, warehouses and all of that. So all of these things are controlled by computers, and they're controlled by automated systems. Some of them are manned by people, some of them are not. Some of them are easy for people to access and fix, but some of them are not. Some of the things that are involved in our supply chain are industrial scale computing type systems that don't even really always have a keyboard or necessarily a monitor, and they're built into some large factory, and all of a sudden if something goes down or there's a hack or there's a vulnerability, you actually have to take apart that part of the factory to get to that piece. So it's not like you can just do a software patch for some of these things. So when you start thinking about the supply chain vulnerabilities that we're all looking at, it's really not just about your own defenses or your own company defense or your country's defenses. It is about who you work with and how well do you know your partnerships and the vendors who are servicing you. If your third-party vendors get hacked, you are in trouble too. Now, this happened to Target. Many, many years ago, Target had a third-party vendor who was an HVAC contractor hooked up to their network so they could get paid and process invoices and stuff. That vendor didn't follow all the proper security protocols that had been set out and ended up allowing hackers to access their system. And then that laterally got up vertically into Target's main systems, which led to the hack of the information of tens of millions of Americans, if not hundreds of millions of Americans. This was many years ago, but this kind of thing happens all the time. Now, with artificial intelligence and virtual reality driving these types of attacks, many of the supply chains that we deal with are also part of e-commerce platforms and are part of interconnected exchanges online for data and for other things. So in 2024, there was a breach of a major e-commerce platform's payment processor. Probably people even really know it. But when they found out about it, the customers blamed the e-commerce platform, not the payment processor. Customers had their data exposed. They blamed the brand, not the payment vendor, even though it was the vendor's problem in the first place. But the brand got blamed. The brand's reputation got slammed. And this was mostly probably through an artificial intelligence-driven supply chain attack on that large e-commerce's ability to deliver software and downloads and then attack their payment processor. So a reputation-damaging data breach, again, that's a mouthful, but a reputation-damaging data breach occurs more and more often nowadays because of the way that artificial intelligence is being driven now to exfiltrate larger and larger amounts of data and going after broader amounts of data. There's also artificial intelligence that can combine the data that's been hacked from other data, from consumer databases or other things that have been hacked, and suddenly you start to see a picture of who's who inside of a company. You get to start to see, you start to put social media handles together with email addresses. And what that causes is as information is being hacked, literally exfiltrated by hackers. They're selling it on the dark web. They're selling it sometimes on the open web. And that data will be not only publicized, but also put out on the websites in different forms. Sometimes the original data will be manipulated to show something else. Sometimes part of it will be deleted. Sometimes they'll use AI to make the data look like it's something else now. And so even the biggest names are not safe. Microsoft, HPE, UnitedHealthcare, all of these were breached in 2024. Major, major hacks. The fallout from this, lawsuits, government scrutiny, and worst of all, loss of consumer trust in all of these companies. Did the payment processors lose their trust? Maybe. But the brand name companies definitely lost trust. And that happens with individual people as well. Once you allow someone to get hacked because you sent them something, an email or a WhatsApp message or an Instagram, and then they get hacked because you sent it to them, even if it had nothing to do with you, they'll kind of blame you in their mind, back of their mind. They'll kind of be like, oh my God, I got this virus from my friend. I'm not sure I should ever click on anything from them again. And that might take a while to get back to normal. But it gets more complex. This cybersecurity and reputation arena in the artificial intelligence world of 2025. Because, and I will be talking a lot about this in the future. I will have guests specifically to talk about the security and the other aspects of quantum computing. But quantum computers, quantum computing threats is here. It might still be that these computers are in the bastion of the nation states and the sovereign wealth funds and universities and large corporations that already have them. In a few years, there will be a cost decrease, and it'll be much more accessible for people to start to gain access to quantum computing. There'll be quantum computing for sale, quantum computing as a service. All these things are going to really bring a rapid change to cybersecurity, to reputation, to artificial intelligence, virtual reality, augmented reality, you name it. Quantum computing is going to make all of these things change, good and bad. But on the security side, it's not necessarily the best. So this one comes pretty close to home. I've actually been warning about this for years. I have given public speeches to government agencies and also to Google, corporations and in nonprofit situations about what's coming. We're looking down the road. What we're looking at is the biggest threat, the biggest potential complex threat that we're all facing, and it's this quantum computing. So as quantum computing advances, the encryption that we have relied on in so many different ways, as I talked about in earlier episodes, may no longer be safe. Hackers in hostile nations have been hoarding encrypted data, just waiting for quantum computers to bust this stuff wide open. Now, when I say hoarding encrypted data, it's almost like they got warehouses full of data. Yeah, it's like that. They're waiting to be able to uncrack these things. They might have stolen something in the 80s or the 90s or early 2000s that was encrypted, and they didn't know how to unencrypt it. But now, with quantum computing, they're going to know how to unencrypt it, and it'll happen in seconds. This is a massive threat for banks, for governments, insurance companies. If it's a threat for those big players, it's also a threat for you. It's a threat for your business, for any type of nonprofit, any type of anyone who relies on encryption. You have to pay attention to this, and if you do not pay attention to it will be your fault when something happens. When you combine deep fake artificial intelligence plus quantum computing, what you are getting is an extremely dangerous situation where we will be looking at very quickly artificial intelligence generated synthetic identities that will be pitch perfect and impossible to tell the difference for a human being to tell the difference. So imagine combining this quantum decryption with AI generated deep fakes. So now, not only do they have all information about you, but they can make a video about you that is you. They could make an audio of you that's you, and using all the information that was previously hacked, become you. What That's a huge cybersecurity problem. That's a huge reputation problem. This artificial intelligence world that we live in 2025 and moving into 2026 and further is going to make these issues come to the surface. It's going to be something that will no longer be an esoteric discussion of what may happen. It's going to be happening, and we're all going to have to deal with it. My next thing is something called polymorphic malware meets IoT. Now, that is polymorphic malware is basically code or malware that can literally change its digital shape, its erase its tracks, and adapt in real time to become a new type of file or a new something different to evade detection. It's actually called detection evasion. And many smart hackers are building detection evasion into their malware. And polymorphic malware makes it so that it could change on the dime. So as someone's identifying it, it'll change into something else. This has been a problem actually for several years now in network computing, and somewhat in the personal space, but really more so toward in governments and in large companies. However, polymorphic malware can be used against any target, and it can be used against IoT devices. So in 2025, our world is this cybersecurity reputation, artificial intelligence world that we are living in, also is an IoT device world. People don't think about IoT devices. The Internet of Things is IoT. IoT is your ability to use your home phone, your cellular phone as a connection point between your car and your home networks and transfer data back and forth. And I mean, just using that as an example of one type of piece. An IoT device is anything from a smart device, smart television, smart anything to a widget that you see online. There's many IoT devices that are functioning on the web that we don't see that their naked eye, but they serve our business process that helps businesses process their transactions or they do something. They're like agents basically in some ways, but they're not smart. They're kind of dumb. They're programmed to do whatever it is that they're programmed to handle. So when you start talking about something like polymorphic malware targeting IoT devices that aren't built for cybersecurity, don't have any way to really respond, and are only until recently was it that cybersecurity was actually a concern for the IoT world. But for several years, and I've given speeches about this, I've been interviewed about this. For many years, IoT was kind of a joke, and anyone who was making an IoT device was, if they put any security on, it was like a coat of paint on a house at the end, and not in the structure at all. They weren't trying to protect you. It was just like they were able to say, "Oh, we have a little bit of security here. Here's our text message two-factor authentication." Obviously, you want to use two-factor authentication on everything, so I'm not mocking it, but you really want to use much more robust than SMS text. But it's a real problem now when you have polymorphic malware attacking IoT devices, when and especially when those IoT devices are in industrial settings, like I said earlier, where they might be in a large factory setting or large office setting, where if something goes wrong, you cannot necessarily just do a software patch. You literally have to rip the thing out, go fix it, and put another one in. And that can be very challenging in a modern industrial setting, especially in industrial settings where there is an overlap between older technology and newer technology, where there is a technical debt carried over years and years and years of legacy systems. So when you imbue an IoT device, a modern IoT device, into a system like that, and then it gets attacked, the results are very dangerous. It could lead to factories blowing up, or things catching on fire, or things being shut down. On purpose, because the hackers are trying to do, and they will then seek a ransom through some other method. The next section is so AI botnets, artificial intelligence botnets. What is that? We hear a lot about botnets. Botnets are basically, think about millions or thousands of dedicated computers and or web-based, cloud-based botnets are often cloud-based nowadays, where they're basically a huge amount of computing power and a huge amount of accounts being dedicated to doing the modern version of denial of service. But in this case, it's like password spray, or it's trying to go after a million people at once from a reputation attack, or using reputation attacks to steal people's identities and then turning around and making other reputation attacks. That could be everything from websites and people's names showing pictures they don't want, to new social media accounts in someone's name, all the way up to extortive videos and or other types of medium where, I will take this down for X amount of money, pay me now, and we'll take it down. Sometimes those extortive demands are public, like on a website, you can see it, or sometimes it's private, someone sending someone a WhatsApp message or a text message or calling them incessantly on the phone. But if you're imagining these botnets, that were being used before for social media manipulation, trying to make you think that 20 million people were all, liking a certain product, were all going to vote for a certain candidate, but they were fake. Imagine thousands of these fake identities powered by artificial intelligence launching a full-blown reputation attack on your brand, on your company. And this is where we're headed. Thanks to massive database breaches that exposed social security numbers, birthdays, driver's license information for tens of millions of Americans, now individual identity information can be weaved into reputation attacks that are against both the people and the brand at the same time. These can be woven into synthetic identities where the synthetic identity is using half of the information from another person, combining it to steal information or to provide some sort of like a basis to change something in search results or in social media search results, to try to manipulate public opinion through the media by using everything artificial, no people involved at all. The next area of a real threat and something that I think that we're really looking at and is basically the AI, artificial intelligence, and cybersecurity overload. Defenders are basically overwhelmed right now. But this is especially true with small businesses and rural infrastructure organizations, smaller hospitals, smaller health clinics, smaller businesses around the country. Large companies will often have, a cybersecurity team in place 24 hours a day. The smaller companies, however, do not. And that means that there's often an opportunity for them to lose everything and lose it very quickly. A larger company will have insurance plans and law firms and forensic companies like ours to come and help. But smaller companies often do not know where to turn, number one. Number two, the rapidity of events happen in such a fast timeline that it's they wake up in the morning, they're hacked by the evening, their banks are shutting them off from business, and by the next 2 days, suddenly it's in the media, in the press, and they're destroyed, and they're trying to run on all cylinders, going in every single direction with no game plan, no incident coach, no cybersecurity company. Once they hire someone, they're already at that point coming from behind. Artificial intelligence driven attacks are making these bigger, faster, and with much more information involved. And how do you deal with an artificial intelligence cybersecurity attack on your organization? Well, you have to use artificial intelligence to fight back, or at least artificial intelligence enhanced defenses. It's like showing up to a gunfight with a spoon. If you are not armed and using the same tools that the attackers are using, you will be outclassed. And I'm saying this politely, but now's the time to pay attention to your security. And all around you, is your company doing? Are you prepared? Is your government agency or your nonprofit or your healthcare organization or your family, are you prepared for what happens when a group decides to use artificial intelligence and botnets and to overload you into theft of either money or resources or intellectual property? So if you're not looking at artificial intelligence enhanced defenses, it is like showing up in a gunfight with a spoon. So the next risk that I see as a hazard, something that's changing this whole business, and I'm using both of those terms very carefully here, cyber insurance as a reputation driver. Okay, so like, what am I saying here? Cyber insurance, now most people don't realize that cyber insurance and even tech E&O policies now shape how cybersecurity incidents are handled. So with roughly 50% of businesses in America covered by cybersecurity insurance, insurers themselves are now influencing the response times, the public relations strategies, and even breach notification information for the customer. May not be doing it directly, but they're doing it by who they are forcing their customers to hire as service specialists. What that means is there's essentially a divide now between those who have cybersecurity insurance and are more likely to be helped quickly and maybe not have a cybersecurity reputation incident where the reputation part flows publicly and everything's out there. Or the other 50% of the companies that don't have any of that will be facing a completely different ballgame and may have their reputations ruined within a 24-hour period, may have their banking relationships cut off within a few days, and could really go underwater very quickly based on how many small companies handle cash flow. And you know, they don't always have a lot of reserves on hand, whereas a larger company does. So this cybersecurity strength as a reputation driver is actually a risk and a threat, because if you're not paying attention to this piece, your competitor is going to have cybersecurity insurance. They're going to be covered. Their reputation most likely won't be harmed as badly as yours will be if you don't. If you have cybersecurity insurance questions, feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to help you try to work through that. I actually have a policy. I have a license, and I can address some of these questions. But that cybersecurity insurance piece of the cybersecurity reputation and world in this artificial intelligence arena is more and more important every day. And especially as the cybersecurity insurance companies begin to adapt to artificial intelligence defenses, they will start to pretty soon impose that onto their clients in the form of, if you are not using these types of defenses, we will not underwrite your policy. And then I'm going to kind of touch back. I've danced around this both in this episode, but also in previous episodes. The deep fake social engineering, using all of this data that we've just talked about being hacked before, and using artificial intelligence to create perfect deep fakes. And we're not yet at the quantum computing deep fake part, but that what I just said is coming. But in this sense, right now, where we are in 2025, deepfake social engineering is a huge problem. The healthcare and financial sectors are already prime targets. In 2024, so much PII, personal information, and health data was stolen that the AI-driven scams are going to hit even harder now, because they've learned they can succeed from it. It's not just companies, but it is individuals too. And the deepfake social engineering is something that companies have to be trained about. Their employees have to be trained about it. Government agencies have to be trained about it. And it is unfortunately something that is all too easy now for bad people and bad groups to put onto all of us. So, what are some sort of like proactive cybersecurity reputation management strategies in this artificial intelligence world in 2025? What can you do? What can we all do? So, I kind of created like just a quick checklist, I guess. To be proactive in this cyber reputation management, in this artificial intelligence arena that we all live in. So one, incident response readiness. You have to build an incident response plan that has PR baked into it. You need a strategy that's not just for the breach itself, but for the headlines that come after it. This is why we always focus on cybersecurity and reputation together, whether it's an artificial intelligence driven attack or not. Artificial intelligence monitoring tools. Number two, use AI to monitor your brand. Look for the apps and other tools out there that can make it super easy to monitor your brand. Watch out for things like fake news and phishing, fake reviews in real time in your brand's name, so that you have a heads up that something is going on and you can try to address it before it becomes a large problem. Supply chain. Secure the supply chain. This is number three. So vet your vendors regularly and hold them to the same strict cybersecurity standards that you're holding your own company to. It is one thing to say, oh, this is the best partner ever. But if they cannot uphold your cybersecurity protocols and standards, they are not a good partner. It doesn't matter how good they are in the rest of their business. Employee training is really important in this arena again. Your people, all of us, are both the weakest and strongest link at the same time. So, the weakest, because if they're not following the training, or they're being lazy, or they're bringing their devices, or they're not paying attention, that immediately becomes a problem. Strongest, because we're all can adapt and learn from these, and we can make use of these tools to protect ourselves. So you have to make sure that your employees can actually spot social engineering, phishing, and artificial intelligence scams. And lastly, partner with experts like DigiJack's group. When in doubt, call in the pros. If you have a heart problem, you're not going to go see someone who's going to sell you a book. You're going to go see a heart surgeon. So in cybersecurity and reputation, it's the same thing. If you have a problem, you need to bring on an expert. In my company's case, we've been in business for 16 plus years now, and we've handled hundreds of incidents around the world. So I don't want to get too much into it. If you want to learn more about our practices at DigiJax, please go to digijax.com. excuse me, if you want to learn more, ask me any questions, you can reach out to me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/AlanWSilberberg. So just looking ahead, like, what is my takeaway here? What should be your takeaway here? How do you try to bring this to your organization's attention? Well, your reputation is your security. In this artificial intelligence world that we live in today, you need to be handling both at the same time. But the reputation leads the security angle now, because the reputation part is the thing that can be used to open up social engineering and phishing campaigns to then bring worse security problems into your organization or into your home. So as threats continue to evolve, you must evolve your defenses. You must be doing regular training. You must do this on a on and you must be staying ahead of the curve. You can't be looking at something from 3 years ago and saying, okay, well, that should apply now. Artificial intelligence is making all these things happen so fast that your teams and the training have to reflect that rapidity as well. So reach out. Make sure your 2025 story is one of strength and resilience and trust, not the other way around. I'm Alan Silverberg. Thanks for tuning in to Cyber AI. And don't forget to subscribe, share, and stay one step ahead. Until next time, stay safe, stay smart, and stay prepared.
Circus hum, Cyber AI, where the techies come. Alan Silverberg with the beaten drum, diving deep where the future's from. Stay plugged into the cyber sky. Alan Silverberg keeps the answers nigh. Cyber AI, where the sparks will fly. Until next time, we end.